Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Juan Toscano-Anderson, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. One more hour. I'm working with John Dickinson today, JD in Boston, where he'll be for tip-off tomorrow night. And Daryl the Guru Johnson, he'll be back tomorrow. He's enjoying the day with his son, who has graduated from high school. He's very proud.
Big proud. Congratulations. Yep. Absolutely there. And a little Red Sox game tonight for your guy.
Nice. You're going to get to see one of the best players in baseball, my third baseman, Devers.
Rafael Devers?
Devers.
Yeah.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
He's got about 13 dingers, hitting about 330.
He's having a good year.
Yeah.
Off to a real good start.
Here's the question that we're going to probably have to wait till tomorrow to find out, but when Guru's son receives his diploma, will Guru storm the stage?
No. I'm going to say no.
So it won't be as big as when his teammate hit the buzzer beater from half court.
You will hear, though, him screaming as if he's given another speech. Like, he's going to give the life speech. All right, it's time to start your life speech like he gave the Game 4 speech.
Yeah, anyway, we love you, Goo. We know you probably have that Odyssey app running with...
You know...
Yeah, go ahead.
I shouldn't tell this story. But it does kind of, you know how sometimes, my senior year of high school, it got me thinking about my graduation. My senior year of high school, you know, you walk up, you get the diploma, and you kind of turn and smile, and like, because I think they take a picture, whatever, but you shake hands with the principal.
Sure.
I had some issues my senior year.
You didn't.
I didn't shake his hand.
Oh, come on, JD.
I didn't shake his hand. Think about that. What I'm kind of ashamed to admit it, but when you think of like moments where your adulthood is set forward, kind of on brand in a way.
Right. We're gonna have to revisit that after we talk to Chris Broussard, because that one is a bit surprising to me. All right, let's head out to my main man, Chris Broussard. He's a co-host on FS1's morning show, First Things First, as well as co-host of The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Doing well. Let's start talking some NBA finals and just throw out the first and most important thing you're thinking as you watch the first five games.
Wow. It's hard to pinpoint the most important, but I do think Golden State's defense has been tremendous. And, you know, we know that's been a part of their run throughout this, you know, these last 8 years, but it obviously gets overlooked because of the offense and Steph's 3-point shooting and Klay. So, I think that stands out to me. And I don't know how you guys felt about it, but my co-host, Nick Wright, you probably seen, he hated the Andrew Wiggins deal. Yeah. I loved the Andrew Wiggins deal. And I mentioned it could be similar to what Iguodala did when he went to Golden State. And people kind of mocked me for bringing up Wiggins with Iguodala. But he looks like, you know, with all due respect to Iggy, it's like a better version of Iguodala when he was with the Warriors. So those are two things that stand out, obviously, in addition to just some incredible quarters and obviously game four from Steph.
What does it say for you, Chris, about just the makeup of the Warriors to where in this series to this point, Steph goes off in game four, legendary performance, right? Iconic all-timer for him in that game. But throughout the series, it's been a little bit of Draymond in game two, and it's been a lot of Wiggins in game five. And Jordan Poole had not a great series, but he helped them win game two, and he helped them win game five. And it's Looney, and it's like everybody can kind of put their fingerprint on some part of this series where the Warriors have gotten just enough of everybody to be where they are right now.
Right, right. And one of the reasons I picked Golden State in seven before the series began, and one of the reasons was that they have multiple scores. Now, you mentioned Draymond and Looney. They're doing it, obviously, in different ways. But I felt like as great as Boston's defense is, when they faced Brooklyn and did a wonderful job on Durant, but as great as Durant and Kyrie are, their offense is very pedestrian. I mean, the team system, right? It's a lot of one-on-one ISO. Not a lot of player movement. And so that was easier to stop, even though those two guys are great. And then in Milwaukee, without Chris Middleton, it was Giannis or bust offensively. You got a little bit from Drew here or there, but it was mainly Giannis. And then Miami, with Tyler Hero banged up, Kyle Lowry banged up, it was Jimmy Butler or bust offensively. And I felt like against the Warriors, of course you've got Steph, but you also have Klay. You also have Poole, and you also have Wiggins, who people forgot was a legit 20-point scorer. They weren't winning, but he still was giving you 20 points a game consistently. And so I just felt like their multiple number of scores that they had would be too much for Boston to overcome.
Chris Broussard joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the co-host of FS1's morning show. First things first, let me jump back to Wiggins here. Chris, do you think he's a different player than he was in Minnesota, or do you think he's in a better environment where he fits more into, let's say, a pecking order of him being the third or fourth best player on a team?
I think he's a little bit of both, of course, but I think it's mostly the second thing you said. Andrew Wiggins has number one, you know, we talk about players, a one, a two, a three, a four, you know, as far as rank on the team. He has number one talent, right? The talent to be the number one guy on a team. But he has a number two game. As much talent as he has, I say, you look at his game, he's got the talent, the game to be like a number two guy. But his mentality is more of a number three or four guy. And I don't say that so much in a negative way. Obviously, sometimes it can be that. But I just think he doesn't have the ego where he's got to be the man, where that's like the most important thing to him. I don't feel like he wants the responsibility of having to drop 24 points every night. And there have been guys like that. I think Rasheed Wallace was like that. You know, and we watched him in Portland. He was giving you 18 and 9 a night, making a couple all-star teams, but not quite, you know, it was like something's missing. He doesn't really want to be that guy, and he goes to Detroit where he doesn't have to be that guy, and he has a great run there, and they win a championship. And I think Wiggins is the same. I don't think he wants that responsibility that Steph carries every night or LeBron or some of these other number one guys. And so now he can come to Golden State, and he's like the third or fourth scorer, and he can just play ball without the pressure of having to get 20 points every night. And I think he loves it. Even if he doesn't realize it, I think subconsciously it's perfect for him. And he's always had, even though he wasn't like the greatest defender in Minnesota, he's always had everything physically you need to be a great defender. Right? He's long, he's athletic, all that. And so I just think he's in a perfect situation.
Chris, what would a fourth championship and the way that the Warriors would have done it if they win one of these next two games mean for Steph Curry and his legacy. I got to ask you on that. I think you can only add to it, not take away from it. I know we all debate it constantly, but on the positive end, what does he gain from the fourth one?
Well, obviously everybody's bringing up, and let's say he'll win the finals MVP, because I think finals MVP is overrated. I think he should have won it in 2015, but we all know that perception is reality. And if somehow he doesn't win finals MVP, which he clearly is the finals MVP right now, but if he had two kind of pedestrian games, 6 and 7, and Wiggins was spectacular like he was in game 5, I don't know. Would people give it to Wiggins? I think they still would give it to Steph, but you never know. But some people, it's sad, but we know what it is, guys. Some people, if they won the championship and Steph wasn't finals MVP, to some people it would almost be like he didn't win the championship. You know, they would harp on the fact that he wasn't MVP, which is sad. So I'm going to throw in that he is the MVP as well as winning the ring. The debate now becomes, is he top 10 all time? And obviously it's already started to some degree. And guy, you know this, when most guys throw it out willy-nilly, oh, he'll be top 10, he's already top 10, they're really thinking of about 14 guys, right?
Yes.
Like, they
no
never
doubt.
Say who's coming off. And so, and I looked at it, I was thinking about it today, and I was like, gosh, who do you put him ahead of? Because I think he's got a great argument. But I'll say this, he is, if he wins it, finals MVP, he is definitively in the conversation. He's in it. He's one of the 13, 14 guys that is firmly in that conversation. And then it depends on subjectivity. You know, like,
right,
you like his game better than Olajuwon's or better than Shaq's or Oscar. You know, it'll
right.
be that type of thing. So that's what I think, he'll definitively be in that conversation for sure.
Hey, Chris, thank you as always. I know you're busy, and from a guy who knew you way back when, it's fun to keep track of you on TV, my man.
Hey, man, I still have great memories from back in the day of trying to guard you. And so it's always a pleasure to be on with you, my man.
Well, you know what? Since nobody cares, Chris and I were the greatest Division III media players of all time. How about that?
We can say that.
Yes.
We can definitely say that.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's saying much,
no.
But we can definitely claim that.
Absolutely. All right, man, take care.
All right, brother.
Later. All right. That's Chris Broussard, co-host of FS1's morning show, First Things First. All right.
Good stuff.
JD, I gotta tell you something. I don't know if you probably weren't listening to our show yesterday, which is fine. So, you know, I'm a basketball mind. You know, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I make a comparison to Guru. I say to Guru, hey, Guru, you know who Wiggins reminds me of a little bit? Not temperament-wise at all, but kind of his role as a player. It reminds me of Rasheed Wallace. In Portland, couldn't really get it done as a one, goes to Detroit. Of course, Guru goes, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. He said, first of all, they're totally different personalities. And I said, go! I said, they're totally different person. So when Chris Broussard says, this was unscripted, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a good one.
Thank you. I took a lot of grief yesterday, including from you, Evan, and Spadoni. Yeah, that's right.
Because, and again, I know you said personalities, but the first thing you think of when you think of Rasheed Wallace is he's a hothead.
Right.
And he's picking up I'm picturing him pick up a technical foul in my mind right now. And the first thing you think about when you think of Andrew Wiggins is he's one of the quietest dudes that never says a word of anybody.
Exactly.
And so you just, it's hard to go any farther than that.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just having some fun out there. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got 45 minutes left before we turn it over to Ray Ratto and Damon Bruce. We haven't taken a lot of calls today because we've had spectacular guests. And remember, if you missed any of the guests, whether it's Nick Friedell of ESPN, Bob Fitzgerald, Howard Bryant, Chris Broussard, don't forget to download that Odyssey app and you can hear them all. Every single one of them, if you want. Game 6 tomorrow at 6 in Boston. And, you know, I want to see a Game 7. What do you want me to say? I just want to see a Game 7 because they're fun. they're fun, except for the fans of those two teams. You know what
I
mean?
Well, I think Warrior fans, I think to this point, have already probably gotten more than they would want in any series in terms of feeling threatened or worried. Or so, like, could you imagine being down 0-1? That never happens.
Right.
Being down 2-1 has rarely happened. I mean, an elimination game, an actual elimination game, one elimination game in a whole playoff?
Right.
I mean, now I'm obviously having some fun, but I mean, that's got to be too much for Warrior fans. An actual elimination game?
Right. I wonder, I should know this, and I'm sure it's easily gettable. How many teams have come back from 3-2 down to win it? Because I'm sure it's happened, right?
Yeah, I think, it has happened, and I think I can actually get that number for you.
I know the Lakers did it in 2010 against the Celtics.
Okay.
That's the reason why they changed the 2-3-2 format, because of that series.
All right. I'm trying to think of any Celtics series back in the day, or Jordan was never down 3-2.
The Lakers did it to the Pistons in 88, because they lost the...
Right. And that was okay, right? And that was the game.
Everybody thinks they won the Isaiah Thomas game, but they didn't win the Isaiah Thomas game.
Correct.
And then they lost Game 7.
Ray Allen shot for the Spurs, according to Spadone, may have been that
2013.
I'll tell you what. If you go back and look at that, what was that 88 championship when the Lakers beat the Pistons and Isaiah played Game 6 on one leg? Go back and watch Game 7 of that series, and what you'll notice is, the game never ended, really. It was pretty close, but the fans, the Lakers were up 3 with like 4 seconds to go. The fans started coming out into the court, and it was just over. And I got to look at it again.
Number, by the way.
Okay, cool.
So going into this year in the finals, teams with a 3-2 lead win... It's happened 48 times. So teams with a 3-2 lead are 39-9. So that means it's happened 9 times and 48 chances.
So essentially
about
20%.
A 1-in-5 chance.
Fair enough. Certainly not out of the question, but Celtics have some work to do. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Rob. Rob's in Palo Alto. He wants to talk to us. What's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Cool, man. I wanted to get to my top five. My top five of all time is ironed in. But I just want to say I was born in Boston, and I went to high school at Los Gatos, so this series is really tearing my heart, too. But in terms of my top five, I mean, I've got it stapled in. You know, in no particular order, Larry Bird, Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson.
No LeBron, huh?
Not just from, it's from a, for me, it's not just what they do on the court, but like, you know, like you guys were talking about perspective earlier, right? It's like Steph Curry changed the way the game is played now, right? With the 3-point shooting and all that. Michael Jordan, in his own way, changed the game. You know, Magic Johnson changed the game in his own way with the jump hooks and stuff like that. So, you know, long story short, that's my five. And I don't think I'll be wavering from that at any time soon.
Appreciate it, Rob. Rob's got a Curry over LeBron James. Okay. It's fine.
I wouldn't do that.
Everybody's got their own list. That's fine. I'm not here to argue lists, and I'm also not here to solicit calls on your top five.
Is LeBron in your top five? I'd put him over Larry Bird.
I might now. I might. Well, then would you put him over Magic?
Boy.
I know.
I probably would. Would you put Curry over Magic?
I wouldn't. Guru would, but I wouldn't. And here's my and here's my thing, JD. To me, there's two different things here. When you're talking about the greatest players, of course, listen, Steph Curry's in the greatest players. But when you start comparing guys, to me, what makes up a player? Well, it's every single attribute of basketball or every single thing you have to do. It's scoring, it's shooting, it's rebounding, it's assisting, it's defending, it's blocking shots, it's part of it's being a teammate. It's all those things. And so the problem with Steph Curry for some, when it gets to that point, he loses to mostly all the bigger players.
Right.
Because they rebounded more than him. Right? And if they're bigger players, probably they might have been better defensively than Steph Curry.
The go get it wing players. Basically, here's the ball, go get it, go right. Shoot it over somebody, Jordan, LeBron, guys like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And he, Steph Curry isn't a great rebounder. Well, I get it. He's 6'3". He shouldn't average 10 rebounds a game. But some people, that's part of being a great player. Anyway, I got him in my top 15 or so, for sure. Hell, you know what I did yesterday, JD? I compared him to Kareem. I said that Steph Curry commands as much defensive attention 30 feet from the basket as Kareem did in the low post. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, I see that.
And then I thought to myself, you know what? It might be better that Curry does it 30 feet from the basket because he's actually creating shots that could be layups, more layups for players. Whereas, Kareem could hit a cutter, don't get me wrong, but he would kick out for a jump shot.
Hey, and don't be throwing shade at Steph Curry's defense. Did you see those defensive numbers game 5?
I didn't.
Yeah, and I don't have them in front of me, but it was, players defended by Curry were 3 for 40 or something in game 5.
Damn. Ed McMahon would say, I did not know that.
I may have a decimal point off on that one, but
yeah. See, I'm also willing to say, Steph Curry's the greatest 6'3" or smaller player in history. How about that? Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think you could make the case that he's the best player that's not one of those go-get-it wing players in NBA history.
Or a center, maybe.
Or a center, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Although he's in the conversation. Like, would you say Bill Russell or Steph Curry?
I wish you would have used Wilt Chamberlain, honestly.
Because you would have said Steph over Wilt, but not over Bill?
No. Probably the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Because to me... Bill Russell's the greatest winner of all time. Like, in a way, he's kind of like Draymond. He's more like Draymond,
sure,
than Steph Curry. But, people are going to jump on me for that statement. But, like, when I think of one of the greatest players, to me, Wilt Chamberlain was a better player than Bill Russell.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
I won't put Curry above Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, the numbers are just staggering for Wilt Chamberlain.
He was playing against plumbers, though, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm kidding.
No, I mean... It's a fair point. It's a fair point. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley. What's going on, Shaka? How you doing, man?
All right, man. Getting ready for this game 6, man. I think JD might have the biggest show on 95.7 history if the Warriors win tomorrow. I was just thinking about that, man.
Nice.
I want to say, Steiny, it was about Curry's impact. Is Curry's impact in the game changed the game? To such a big extent. But I was thinking I would take Curry over Larry Bird.
Okay.
Because how many years did Larry Bird really play without the back injury? That's what we want to look at, the years that Curry was good, and Curry's 34 right now. I think how many years, I don't know, maybe I'll take the answer off the air. How many years active did Larry Bird have when he was healthy?
Yeah.
We remember when he was talking about Dr. J so bad that Dr. J tried to fight him.
Right.
They say he was talking so bad to Dr. J. But he was a great player. But has he had the career that Curry had? I'll take the answer off the air.
Thanks, Shaka. Bird broke down at the end with his back. There's no doubt about it.
I would put Curry over Bird.
I might. Well, see, okay, you know what? This is actually exactly what I'm talking about. And I'll explain it on the other side, why I say no to that particular one.
Ooh.
But you know what? It's such a great day. I do not want to spend the last half hour.
All right. We don't have to.
But I do want to make a point, JD.
Well, you can make the point, and then on to Cincinnati.
That's a good point. All right. Next segment
really annoys me.
And this segment passed, too. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. They provide a luxurious, all-encompassing experience to address all of your BMW needs. Visit BMWFairfield.com today. To book your visit, that's BMWFairfield.com.
This is James Wiseman, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru 95.7 The Game.
All righty, half hour left before we turn it over to Damon and Ratto. Don't forget, Game 6 starts tomorrow at 6. We'll have it here on 95.7 The Game like we do all Warriors games. 4:30 Warriors live with Damon and Ratto. And, all right,
make your point.
Yeah, here's my point. There's two things. Who's a better player? I think Larry Bird was a better player than Steph Curry. A better player.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Wow.
Well, because, okay, scoring and shooting. Right? Curry's got him. Not by a lot. Don't forget Bird averaged 29.9 in his prime. All right, so Curry's got him there. Rebounding. Well, that's not even close. Okay. Passing. I actually think Bird was a better passer than Curry. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bird was a great passer, though. People
like
do forget that.
Like, terrific. And then defense, to me, yeah, about the same. They're both, for the most part of their career, below average. I think Steph was better on the ball. I think Larry Bird was a great help defender. But this is where, even though Bird's my favorite player of all time, I got to give this to Curry. Now ask me who's more impactful.
Who's more impactful?
I think it's Curry. Because when you went to play the Boston Celtics, I mean, yeah, you knew they had Bird. But, okay, hey, we got to guard Bird. So, hey, Michael Cooper, you got him. Or Jimmy Smith, you got Curry, you got a game plan specifically for him, almost. And you got to get your entire team engaged in how to play against Steph Curry. Like when Bird played, yeah, there was help defense, but with Steph Curry, you have to have five guys, like kind of on a string, to defend him as well as possible, and then even still, he may make a shot. So yeah, I mean, I think Bird was a better player than Steph Curry, but I think Steph Curry, at the end of the day, has more of an impact on a game. Anybody want to fire me over that? Anybody got a problem with that? I don't think so. That's the
now
other
we,
thing. That's
now
the,
we can move on.
Yeah, okay. Good call.
If you want.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I wasn't going to. I intentionally wasn't going to comment you wanted to move on.
No, I'm going to ask you to comment, and then we'll move on. That's fair. Come on.
Yeah. I think, boy, if we were having this conversation a couple years ago, I might have taken Bird over Curry, but I think Curry just as he's continued to evolve and put more years in. Both have the three championships. That is something I looked at. It's not a primary factor, but you know, both with the three championships. And I just think when you look at the numbers over an extended period of time, I think it's Curry. And
well,
as the point guard on a team, you know, commanding the game, I think it's Curry.
Well, and here's the other thing. Like, I'm not throwing in longevity because that's like Curry's got him beat there. There's no doubt about it.
Right. I just as part of the overall picture
sure.
For me, though, the fact that Curry's been able to do it now for longer at that high level, that does something for me. In addition to the fact that they were both great shooters and both have won three championships and. just both incredible, incredible players in their own right. And look, I didn't watch all of Bird's career either. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, I kind of got the back half of Bird's career as a real little kid.
Right.
But I think Curry's passed him for me in the last couple of years.
Yeah. And you know what? I can use Magic. I can use Magic, too. You know, to me, I got to take Magic over Curry. But Curry, to me, is more impactful than Magic was. Because he's just, with that damn three-point line, JD, he just...
Why do you say it like you hate it?
The three-point line?
Yeah, that damn three-point line. That damn three-point line. Well, because, like, you say that with angst. Like, that damn three-point line, like those damn kids on my lawn.
Well, because it must be factored in to a player's value. Okay? It must be, because it's worth 50% more. And let's just do it this way. If Steph Curry had all the same numbers, but he was still the great shooter he was.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But he only took two or three threes a game. You know what I mean? In other words, he still was making shots from 25 feet.
Sure.
But they were only worth two. Then we would not look at Steph Curry as a top five or top 10 possible player. I'm sorry, we wouldn't. Because the numbers would, I mean, that's the other, I mean, that's, and this is fair, like his numbers are staggering. Curry's numbers are staggering. Well, if, you know, if he only shot as many three-pointers as Isaiah did or Magic did or Bird did, then the numbers wouldn't look as staggering. But I can't, but that's the point. I cannot hold that against Curry because he's playing in this era and they got a three-point line and he used that three-point line to be the foundation of a game that then became incredibly well-rounded. Like that to me is what he did. He turned being the greatest shooter of all time into the foundation for becoming one of the greatest players of all time. And that's what separates him from all the great shooters of the past. And the other thing about Curry that is really, to me, JD, at the core of his greatness is the ability to play off the ball. And when we say, hey, real quick, who are the greatest players of all time playing off the ball? Oh, Havlicek, Reggie Miller, Paul Westphal. Well, Curry's on the Mount Rushmore of off-ball players.
Right.
Period. So, like, that's the part where Curry has, he's done something, like, to me, Curry's done things that have turned the game upside down. For example, to me, he's the only player ever that might be more dangerous the further he is from the basket than the closer he is to the basket. Like, it defies logic, but it's kind of the way it is. You know what I mean?
It's true. No, it's true.
And the other thing, you know, we were talking about this a lot, about, look, people of my generation, in a lot of ways, a lot of people just cannot fathom that a player was going to come along and shoot the ball from that far out with that much accuracy as Steph Curry. When they put that line in, ain't nobody thought, you know, down the line, somebody's going to be able to make these kind of like foul shots if there's no pressure on him. You'd be like, what are you talking about? It's 27, you know, it's 25 feet. Well, guess what? Curry can make it pretty consistently. Let's go to Nick. Nick's in the panhandle. What's up, Nick? How you doing, man?
What's up, boys?
Yes, sir.
What's up, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I just want to say, as far as impact goes, I'll say one quick thing. Who else do you know that you have to lock down from beginning at half court? Besides Dame Lillard now, who's modeling his game a little bit shooting-wise after Steph, who else do you have to start locking down?
Nobody.
At that point. That's kind of my point about the whole thing as far as impact goes.
Nick, yep. No, you're right on the money, and that's kind of – thanks for the call. That's like I've probably used this line 50 times. If you just put Steph Curry and told him, hey, Steph, just stand at the hash mark. Just stand there. Guess what? He's going to pull a guy with him.
Yeah,
somebody's going to have to stand right next to Steph Curry.
And somebody's watching in case he actually gets the ball out there to go help.
Exactly. I mean, it's a great point. I mean, and those are some of the things. Like, here's the other thing. And this is a nuanced thing, but this is another thing Curry's changed. When, let's say your team scores and now you're going to play defense, but you're backpedaling. Okay, you're backpedaling as the other team brings the ball up. Well, you look down on the floor to see where that three, back in the day, or not even back in the day, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you look down on the court to see where the three-point line was. And then you drop back further inside the three-point line because, you know, yeah, I'm going to play defense, and if he shoots a three, I'll contest. Well, that's all out the window now. You can't pick him up inside the line. You know what I mean? You have to go out and try to be with him 35 feet from the basket. It is an unbelievable advantage that he can create because he can shoot the hell out of it. Let's go to Brian. Brian's in Castro Valley. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Good, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, hey, I was just calling in. I wanted to weigh in on the Curry versus Bird. Oh. I definitely would have to give a nod to Bird. Better all-around player. Hmm. And then you got to look, too. The game is different today. It's so one-on-one versus what it was in the 80s. Bird and Magic both made all their teammates better. Curry doesn't really make any of the teammates better.
See, hey, Brian, thanks. And that's where another area where Steph's different. He doesn't make his teammates better in a traditional sense that we used to think about making a teammate better, like a Bird or a Magic. But he does it by stepping on the court.
He definitely does it, though.
He does it by stepping on the court. Plain and simple. I mean, There's just no other way around it. Here's another thing I was thinking. This is more about Bird, Magic, and Jordan. And I was thinking about this. So when, like, and then where Steph fits in. So when Bird and Magic came into the league, their rookie year, they knew how to, quote unquote, make teammates better. They were doing that their whole career. Like, Jordan did not do that the first 5 or 6 years of his career.
No, he did not. Why they didn't win.
He did not know how to do that. It took him a while to figure out how to make his teammates better. He obviously eventually did, but he had to learn that. Like, Bird and Magic came into the league with that and did it right off the bat. Now, Steph,
had to learn it.
Yeah, I'd say that came gradually over the course of his career. And then in the last 5 years, to me, it's off the charts. But he wasn't at this level his first 3 years.
No.
So that's the other thing about Curry is he's never gotten worse. I mean, I know, like, this year his numbers are down, but he's gotten better every year that he's been in the league. It's pretty amazing.
Well, how about the year where somebody tries to say he got worse this year and he winds up with another championship and a finals MVP?
Well, and I think he did have his worst in parentheses or in quotations.
All right.
But again, and that gets back to what we were talking about earlier, JD, in that the supporting cast has been terrific for the Golden State Warriors because, you know, if you would have told me, hey, here's what Steph's going to do during the season. He's going to only shoot 38 from three and da-da-da and this and that. I'd be like, yeah, I don't think the Warriors are going to win it then. But they're possibly going to win it because he makes teammates better. Maybe that's the other thing. I'm just riffing right now. But maybe that's the bottom line, is that Andrew Wiggins is a better player just because Steph Curry stepped on the same court with him. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And Wiggins has more room and less pressure. And, you know, he would tell you that, you know, my shots are 10% better than they were in Minnesota. So nobody's debating greatness here. Let's go to Greg. Greg's in Oakland. What's going on, Greg? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. I'm doing pretty good, you guys. How y'all? Hey, I just was pulling something from your conversation here. I was really intrigued by the notion of game changer and how each of these guys, you know, think about what Steph brought to the Warriors and what Curry brought to the Celtics. But these guys changed the game fundamentally.
Ah, call back, Greg. Bad connection there. Keep going with some calls, JD. You good?
Let's do it. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Let's haven't heard from the people enough today,
right,
Steiny.
Gary in San Ramon wants to talk about the finals. How you doing, Gary? What's going on, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay. Hey, about Curry and what he brings to the game is he is truly a superstar, number one.
Yes.
Second of all, the way he moves without the ball, the way he shoots, all those things are never been really seen before, you know. And I can go back and look at Isaiah Thomas and how forceful he played the game. But at the same time, it's like we're just looking at a different cat. Curry's a bad MF.
Thanks for the call, Gary.
Yes, he is.
It's official. Gary said it, so it's official. Seriously.
He's about to be a bad
four-time blank, champion?
Blank, blank, with four rings.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Here's the other thing. I just thought about this off the top of my head. What if Steph Curry never existed? Would the league look exactly the same right now, or would
no
it look
chance.
Different?
It would definitely look different. Of course it would.
So you don't think, like, again, it's,
like somebody else,
you
got to
be so delicate. But
no, you don't. Come
but,
on.
Like, obviously, Trae Young is no Steph Curry, but would there have even been a Trae Young? Like, somebody would have had to come along to try to be a Steph, but they would have never been as great as Steph.
Well, what would Damian Lillard be? Because I think Damian Lillard is had some of that game, but I think he was just more unabashed about taking some of those shots because Curry did.
I do too.
And had success with it. So I don't even think his game would be with this. I think his game would be a lot more traditional had he not watched Steph his first 8 years in the league.
Yeah. I think you're right. It's hard to envision a Damian Lillard without a Steph. I mean, he would have been a great player, made the NBA, I'm sure. But Curry and Powell, and this is, I guess, where they say is a little bit of his downside. Not his downside, but the residual is, unfortunately, he's prompted some players to shoot that ball that they can't shoot. They can't shoot it like him. Let's go to Carl. Carl's in Fremont. Hey, Carl, how you doing, man?
Nothing. Hey, I'm doing all right.
Oof. Ouch. Spadoni made... Hey, Carl, that was a Spadoni. That was a Spadoni hit the pike right there.
Probably the right call,
yeah,
though.
I think so, too. There's profanity going to come up on that rap song. Hip-hop.
Yeah. I think there was, maybe, so I dumped it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, okay. Exactly. Spadoni and I are on the same page. I think there was a little...
Nice.
Little, the stream heard it, though.
Gotcha. Let's go, let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, when I look at it, when it goes to Bird and Steph shooting, I mean, I don't know what the score would be. But what I think the category Steph should fall into is the player that completely takes over a game. Mm. And I got Kobe, I got Michael, and I got Steph in that category. No LeBron, no none of these other pom-pom players. I'm talking about guys that can that when it's 2 minutes left, the opponent knows it's over. Those kind of players, and Steph falls in that category. You guys have a good night.
Appreciate the call. Let me ask you this, JD. So Jordan's up your alley, clearly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and Jordan, many people feel, is the greatest player of all time.
I think he is.
But here's my question. When you were going to play, you're just a random team and you're playing the Bulls during that time, and you're a random team and you're playing the Warriors in Steph's prime. Who, like, to me, Steph's, you know what I mean? Like, Steph's harder to deal with in a way than Michael Jordan was.
Well, I think the area where they're both extremely hard to deal with is, it almost doesn't matter how you defend either one of them. They might still score on you anyway.
Right.
And I know a lot of good offensive players are that way, but I think that's the thing that the Celtics have had a hard time with specifically in this series, and specifically in Game 4, which may prove to be the difference in the series, was well-defended, principle sound, maybe gave him an inch, a half inch more than you want, and he just bang, 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 bang. Like, made them all. Like, all of the big ones. Made every one of the big ones.
Right.
And that's what Jordan did. Now, Jordan might have been mid-range or post-up or slash into the basket or whatever, because the three-point shot wasn't as big a deal, even in Jordan's time. But to me, that's what it is. It's the refusal to get beat.
Yeah. Spadoni, how much time we got here?
Got about minute 10. Bruce Bowen, who played with both Steve Kerr and Udoka. Coming up at 4:15, Jeff Van Gundy.
Oh, nice.
5 o'clock.
See, now, and that's Lucas getting Bowen. See, that's a good one. Bowen's a good one because there's tie-ins. Well done, Lucas. You ain't no Evan, though. Did you see Evan's list today? Boy. Hang in there, though, Lucas. You got a shot. All right, JD, what do you got tonight? Are you going to a baseball game?
Yeah, Red Sox and A's over at Fenway tonight. Nice. So looking forward to that. And then shoot around tomorrow and Game 6 and Warriors wrap up.
You ever been to Fenway?
Game 6. Yeah, I was telling Spadone, I've seen a handful of games there over the years.
All right. Yeah, it's a fun place, no doubt.
Always good to go back.
Yes, sir. All right, JD, great stuff. Talk to you tomorrow. Damon and Ratto next. Van Gundy and Bruce Bowen. Oh, yeah, I said, hey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.